Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Eleanor Stoller, and I'm reviewing my statement from my credit card, and I have an amount of $39.99 for high value. I don't recognize that purchase. What is that?
I can look that up for you. What's your zip code?
18974.
18974, and what's your name again?
It's Eleanor, E-L-E-A-N-O-R, Stoller, S like in Sam, T-A-H-L-E-R. I mean, I don't recognize this. It says High Value California. I'm in Pennsylvania.
Will you verify your mailing address or your email address?
My mailing address is 20 Fairway Drive, Warminster, Pennsylvania, 18974.
Okay, and I do have an account pulling up, and it does show that there was a charge. Let's see. Okay, it's showing where you paid $7.95 shipping and handling in March, which was for a pulse oximeter. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Okay, and the terms and conditions states that you were enrolled into a factory savings club.
Well, I didn't know that.
Okay, yes, yeah, so that's why you're saying.
By the way, that pulse ox doesn't even work, and I'm a nurse.
Okay, well, we can go request that they send you out another one if you would like.
No, it seemed rather cheap to me anyhow, but I'm not aware of this, that I enrolled in anything. So can you cancel that?
Yes, we can go ahead and cancel that subscription. I do have a cancellation number if you would like to write that down.
Will I get my money back?
On that charge, we can offer a 35% refund.
Well, but I never, you know, I was under the impression I got this for paying that. There was no indication that I was enrolling in something. That's like fraud.
Okay. Well, it was stated in the terms and conditions. I do apologize if you want to notice. So I can offer you a 50% refund on that today.
Well, that's the you can't give me my whole amount back, my $39.99.
No, ma'am. That's the most that I can offer.
Huh. Well, it goes to show you get nothing really free. Well, I understood it was just all I had to do was pay the postage for it. Never, ever was informed of anything like that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize, you know, if that was unnoticed. But like I said, I can go ahead and cancel that out so they won't try to bill you anymore and process that refund. And they ask that you would allow 3 to 5 business days to see that credit.
Well, I guess it's out of my hands. I can't do anything further, correct?
No, I mean, I can go ahead and process it, and then you won't have to do anything else. No, ma'am.
But, again, you can't give me my total amount back.
No, ma'am. The most that I can do is a 50% refund.
And why is that?
Because it was a valid charge since it was stated in the terms and conditions, but as a courtesy, they do allow, you know, to offer a 50% refund.
So, all right. Well, please do that for me then.
Okay. No problem, ma'am. I'll go ahead and process it now, and if you would just allow 3 to 5 business days.
And what is my refund then?
It'll
$15 or something?
No, it'll be
$20.
$20. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great night.
Bye.